Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is a little secret podcast from Howl. That's me, without Jamie or Matt getting under my skin, bringing me down. I'm talking to you because I have watched the latest episode of The Walking Dead, which is The Walking Dead Season 9, Episode 5, which is Andrew Lincoln's final episode. It's called What Comes After. Now, if you have not watched this episode, even if you think you will never watch The Walking Dead in your life, well, if Donald Trump has taught us nothing, it's that you might be wrong. Don't listen to the rest of this podcast. It's just a short podcast, after all, and I'm just telling you the... It's all spoilers. This is just me excited. That's the only reason I'm recording this. There's no common sense to it. It's going to be more of a ramble than I normally do, but let me share with you now. So turn off if you haven't watched it. Turn off now, including you, Jamie. Jamie doesn't listen to me. OMG, that was an amazing episode. Andrew Lincoln, in his interview afterwards, said he had no input in the creative of it, and he was just over the moon when he read it, and I agree with him completely. I said to my wife, and you don't know how many times she doesn't hear this, I said I could not think of a better way of doing it than that. What a brilliant thing. You know, the flashbacks were good, and even with the flashbacks, I thought, oh, now we're going to get his wife, and then we're going to get Carl, and then we didn't. It was just select stuff, having Herschel in there, the actor of whom passed away recently, and that was especially moving. Shane was back in there doing his over-the-top acting, his very manly, testosterone-filled acting. The real star of the episode, let's be honest, was not Andrew Lincoln. It was that horse. What a star that horse was, because herbivores are cowards, right? That horse had to put up with what looked like 10,000 zombies or extras playing zombies behind him. What a send-off for Andrew Lincoln. I don't know how many extras that were there and how many were CGI. I'm guessing that they gave him a big send-off. And all of those people, and you know, in the alternative world that he finds himself when he's just standing amongst the dead, all of those people I thought, all those extras, none of them let slip what was going to happen. That is the power of a non-disclosure agreement and the full weight of AMC lawyers behind you, probably. I loved the horse stuff. I loved him walking through it. I loved the fact that he eventually found his friends and that they saved him. I was absolutely gutted when he realised that that wasn't real. I said, they can't do that. They can't do that to me. It's let me down now, this episode. And then his friends actually turned up, but in a more realistic way, which was just over the ravine. And then the explosion happened, and the special effects of the walkers falling into the water wasn't 100%, but I'll give them 85%. And then we go to friggin' Bin Dipper. And you think, oh, God, this was a perfect episode, and you've gone to Bin Dipper on a walkie-talkie. Oh, God. And then she looks up and look in the river. A million burned corpses. And yet one man, not the tiniest bit of burn on him, not even medium rare, Rick Grimes, has floated down the river. I don't know how he got away with that. I don't know how the blast was strong enough to knock him into the river and yet not get him as burned as everybody else. I don't think that quite adds up. But still, float down the river he did. End up on the riverbank he did, right next to Bin Dipper. I got myself a B. Or was it an A? A B. She got a B. So she got herself a B. And then in the interview after, and then Scott Gimple announces that there's going to be movies. No idea how much I wanted to discuss this with Matt and Jamie on the podcast this week, but they hadn't watched it. there's going to be movies. And if Andrew Lincoln has decided to do them, it means there's going to be some quality control and it's going to be really good. Not only that, Andrew Lincoln said he's been really obsessed with the idea of what happens beyond the edge of the world, you know, beyond. And this feeds into the comic book world, which is that Georgia is cordoned off, right? So there is potentially a normal world. And Rick Grimes, who is the sheriff of all things bloody and horrific, is going to find himself waking up in the real world. And he's going to find himself a nobody, a patient maybe again. Who knows? Mind you, he's being traded in some way, so maybe that's some kind of gangster stuff going on. But he's going to find himself in a completely different environment. Now, he says he's done with the series. That's it for Rick in the series. But how can the series not be about Rick trying to find his way back to the others and to his daughter and the woman he loves? Maybe the deal is that eventually they will join him in movie world. Who knows? Oh my God, I'm so excited! Oh, I just can't wait to see those films. And that's it. I'm spent. 5 minutes 24, not bad for my stamina. See you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.